Captain Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on Twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
Third and goal. And it's Jones. Didn't get across. Stopped on the first effort. The second one looked like it had a chance reaching out. We'll see down the line. Watch. As you see Houston Carson come in, but right there he reached. Oh, great job. They had Eddie Jackson not allowing the ball, and they're going to go for it.
Oh, my gosh.
This is huge, Jim. This is going to come down. This is probably going to determine the game.
Could be. Bypassing a field goal, a chippy field goal that they might need.
I'm a fan of their broadcast, but if that family is not listening in Lake Forest to them being mocked, being a national embarrassment, then you should stop watching the games.
Yep.
You should stop wasting your Sunday and giving them $1 of your money.
It's got to be play calling. That really is the issue. I really think the Bears really need to look into their play calling. They got to be able to move it to someone. I mean, stop. Stop. We get so caught up in this minutia when it comes to who's calling the plays and who's the... Here's what it comes down to. It comes down to talent. I know that's just too, you know, simple for some, but the idea that we were spending all these weeks of like, you know, it really should be Lazor because the Bears are so much better when Lazor calls plays. Take it away from Nagy. Let him be the head coach. How's that working out? The point is that all of that consternation and hand-wringing over BS does not matter if you don't have talent.
Correct.
And like, you can, I know there are some people this morning that will wake up and say, you know, this whole thing is all on the coaching staff. They didn't prepare Justin Fields. Well, you also got to give Tampa credit. They're the champs, right? Strong defensive line. You got the goat as a quarterback. You're in a deficit as soon as you hit the field against Tampa, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say, well, it was so easy last time. What happened when they were at Soldier Field? Well, that's Tom Brady. You're always going to give him the benefit of the doubt. So let's stop with the who's going to call plays, what's going to happen. No, it's about talent, and it's about coaching and how it was a team loss. I love people being able to cut the pie up and say, when the Bears lose, it's on the coaching. When the team wins, then it's on the players. That's a team loss all the way around. No guts out there on Sunday in Tampa.
312-332-3776. Was that the worst loss of the Matt Nagy era? Where are you with this team? Because I know where I'm at. We'll keep watching because that's what we do. But you have to find a way to send a message that you will not tolerate this any longer. Period. That's it. That's the only way these people are going to learn. Then you have Justin Fields asked about the overthrow interception when he was trying to hit Allen Robinson, who slipped on the play, but the pass was over his head anyway. Here's what Justin said.
Yeah, so that was third down. In the headset, they were telling me we had 12 men on the field, so I was trying to snap the ball quick. And then me snapping the ball quick, I think it caught our receivers off guard because we were trying to get a flag. So me thinking that we have 12 men on the field, you know, that's a free play. So I'm thinking, all right, scrambling, you know, around and stuff like that. And then, of course, see A-Rod downfield, and you think he slips. And then, of course, the pick. So, yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, just trying to get him 12 people on the field and then just went back from there. So, yeah.
Okay, so that was Justin. In his headset, they are telling him they have 12 defenders on the field. Snap the ball quick. We'll get the penalty. You got a free play. Look down the field.
Yep.
Oh, second week in a row. I didn't see a flag on the field. Did you?
No, I did not, no.
Okay, so Matt, what in the H is going on?
Here's what happens is as these young quarterbacks go through this development, there's situations like this that can happen. And, you know, we have techniques within our system to be able to try to take advantage. And when that happens, you know, if they do have 12 guys on and you catch them, obviously it's a free play. And if they don't and you hear that, that's where you got to, you know, understand that and learn from that. And that's our job to make sure that we're teaching that the right way and that he's understanding that. Not just him, but everybody. So, again, as Justin's as hard on himself as anybody. So, you know, he wears his emotions on his sleeve and he wants to be great. And that's what we love about him. But, you know, there was a lot of ways that we can help him out. And early on, it's just important with a young rookie quarterback. It's great to get off to a fast start and get some confidence and momentum going. And we didn't do that today. And then I don't care who you are, when you get behind like that against Tom Brady and that offense and that defense, when they can pin their ears back, that's not easy. You know, that's not easy.
What did he just – he didn't even answer it.
Did not answer the question. Just, again, talking about the young quarterback and he's got to learn and all this kind of stuff, the process. And, you know, it's no answer. The only answer he can give you is that here's how we can be able to move the chains offensively. Run the ball with Herbert like he's Walter freaking Payton down there. That's what like two or three consecutive plays of Herbert running the football because they had nothing else.
Nothing.
I mean, so when you do pass it, Komet drops the ball.
Correct.
Like, when you do pass it, Robinson slips on a route, right? I mean, just like, that. All they can do is run the football. That's all they can do. And I have no problem with running the football, but when you're one-dimensional, that's what it looks like. I mean, 3 points. 3 points is all they scored in the second quarter. And they could not get the ball down the field. I mean, it's just awful. Just awful football to watch every Sunday. I don't know how this gets better. I don't.
And to that point, Hoodie, like, in Cap, you hear him say, we need to teach him. What are you going to teach him? He just told you what Justin Fields just told you what happened on that play. In his headset, he's being told 12 men on the field. Snap it quickly. We'll have a free play. Okay, so he follows instructions, right? And the execution doesn't happen properly because they don't get the snap off in time. The Bucs get their 12th player off the field. And in the process of doing what he's being told to do, an interception is the result because snapping it quickly, Allen Robinson falls down. He's not ready for a quick snap, right? What's the lesson that Matt Nagy is going to teach that he just proclaimed there? And what would you guys teach Justin Fields?
Unless you're telling me, I don't mean you, unless he could tell me, we never told him that in his headset. If that is what he was told.
Justin, 12 men, snap, alert, snap.
Unless that never happened. What in the F is our coaching staff doing? What are they working on? Are you kidding me? I mean, I have every reason to believe that kid heard in his headset, alert, 12 men. Then what is going on? And if Georgia, again, I go back to, this is above Ryan, the talent level isn't good enough, new GM. The coaching isn't good enough. New staff. But those two dudes up there in Hallis Hall, if they show up to work today, get a cup of coffee, go, all right, got to go back to work. Stop. You are an embarrassment. An embarrassment.
Yeah. Yeah, and just that whole explanation, like, I'm not sure what you're teaching Justin Fields. Are you saying that, hey, that we saw too many guys on the field take advantage? Or was there something else? I mean, that was not explaining the situation. Clearly, there's a communication issue between Lazor, Nagy, and Justin Fields in that situation. But again, that's one play. How about the other plays where Justin Fields just looks terrible out there? This looks like he looks lost. Again, hopefully in year two and year three, this gets better. But right now, he can't feel the rush coming to his backside.
But would it matter if he could feel it? Yeah. Like, he gets hit blindside.
Yeah, run out of there. Get out of there. Don't get yourself in harm's way.
Those guys run like the wind, big men.
You still just don't take the pounding, though. It's not Fran Tarkenton. I mean, it's Justin Fields.
I mean, we saw last week against the Packers twice. He felt the pressure. He took off. And Kenny Clark, who's as big as you, runs like a 4.9.
Yeah.
And ran him down.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa!
Yes.
How'd that big dude get me?
That's right.
I mean, welcome to the NFL, and all of us who wanted to, we'll deal with the growing pains, play the kid. This is what goes with it.
Well, listen, Bears fans got two things they wanted. They didn't want Nagy to call the plays. They want Justin Fields on the field as a quarterback. How's that working out?
Yeah, let me know.
Yeah, either one. I mean, listen, people are pounding the pulpit. People were saying, I can't deal with this. I need Dalton out of there. Justin needs to start. Okay. Now, again, as I've said for a long time here, even before he started, I said, Cap, if Fields is the quarterback, who's going to teach him? The same guy that taught Trubisky?
Well, we have 74 quarterback coaches in the building. Count them. Go find me a team that has more. Nagy?
DeFilippo.
DeFilippo. Mm-hmm. Laser. Tom Herman.
Yeah.
Henry Burris.
Right.
That's five. How many does a team need?
And the offense looks like that.
Like, if you had five program directors, and after the show, the first one said, yeah, you did that wrong.
Yeah.
The next one said, no, I liked what you did.
Mm-hmm.
Let's try this. And then the third one went, forget what the first two told you. You should do it this way. Then go to the fourth one. He's like, the first three are terrible. And then the fifth one went, forget what the first four told you. Like, what are we doing?
You sound like my time at the Score in 2004.
There you go. I mean,
that's